Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. I've had some legendary chats in my time, but this guy is a legend. In Chicago, in Dallas, my dad loved this guy. I did a TV show with Buddy Ryan, and Buddy Ryan worked with this guy famously back with the Super Bowl Bears. Mike Ditka did some radio with me maybe a handful of times over the years. This was one time he actually sat down and talked to me. I had just gotten married. It was January of 2004. We were in Houston, Texas at the Super Bowl, and he sat down to promote a stimulating male enhancement drug and and assured me that I didn't need it. Mike Ditka from the Super Bowl in Houston, Texas in 2004. Former live in Houston. It's all brought to you by Toyota Super Bowl 38. We're rocking through, and we got the coach. And Coach Ditka, welcome. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm great.
You're over with Mike North in Chicago. That's good company. Well, maybe
wait,
not.
Wait. Maybe Mike North's with me in Chicago. You ever think about that?
No,
Mike North is big in Chicago. Believe me, him and Doug do a great show. And actually, during the football season, we work together because we do it out of my restaurant.
And, I've been to your place out there. And, that's good stuff when you keep that carry. Carey's, that's going to 100 years they're going to have Harry Carey's in Chicago.
That's right.
He's gone.
Right. Yeah, but he can't greet anybody at the door. I can.
How often?
I'm there every night I'm in town.
Really?
Yeah.
Mixing drinks?
And right now, no. I just meet people, talk to them, say hello, check out if everything's going right and stuff like that. I don't know. And I sign a lot of autographs.
Now, look, man, I brought my beautiful wife down this year, all right?
Oh, yeah.
And you're promoting Levitra. Now, I just want to say this, all right? I've used a certain blue pill.
Yeah.
The competitor's pill. Now, honest to God, it's man to man here. I've used it for some enhancement purposes, and let me just say it works. It puts lead in the pencil, all right? I'm trying to figure why I would change.
It doesn't put lead in the pencil. Makes the pencil hard.
That too. Yeah. Okay. But what I'm saying here is, why do I change now that I'm using a product that works? Okay, Viagra has worked for me in the past. I'm not a spokesman anyway. Yeah. To move to live, that's the one thing I'm saying. Because I mean,
all right, well, example, you
tell
you,
me why.
All right, this is Viagra comes in 25, 50, and 100.
Okay.
This comes in 5, 10, and 20. So you say, well, how can it be? It's much more concentrated. Gets into your system faster, works faster, it's stronger, and that's it. Period. Now, there's no side effects from this. It works with reasonable amount of alcohol and food. The other one will not work with that. So right. I can't talk against Viagra. I've used Viagra. I just said that I've started using Levitra. I've been using it now for quite a while. It works great for me. I mean, really, I have no problems with it. Now, somebody's going to come out and say, well, what about Cialis? That's a new one. The Lidocaine.
Oh, okay.
There's another one out. So, I mean, whatever works for people. I'm not trying to, you know, if you're happy with what's working for you, but you shouldn't need anything. First of all, you're too young to need anything.
Coach, you don't have any on you right now, do you?
I do. I do, sure. But okay. I don't want to pass them around to you guys. You might get in trouble.
Okay. You've had a wonderful life. I mean, haven't you, really? I mean, football player.
I've had the greatest life in the world.
I mean, when I look at the life.
What is this here? Well, this looks like the front of a car. That looks like a hood ornament.
Oh, man, look at yours. That's beautiful.
Mine is just classic. That is beautiful, but that looks like
a
front.
You earned yours. They gave mine away.
Really? That's pretty nice.
I wrote a book on the Ravens after the Super Bowl year.
Did you?
3 years ago. Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of fun, and like winning.
They were a good team, and I mean, they were a great defense. It was fun to watch them play. It reminded me of our team.
I did a TV show with Buddy Ryan for a year. And I enjoyed his car. He liked me. And we just got on good. And his boy Rex is with the Ravens. And we just have a good time. I know the whole thing, that storybook year and all that stuff. For any Bears fan, it's special. But all those relationships you build 20 years later, and the legend of Walter, even though he's gone, that's just, every time I'm in Chicago, they still talk about that Bear team.
That's right. It hasn't happened since. It may not happen for a long time. Hopefully, Lovie Smith can change that. He's a good coach. And if the general manager gives him some help and gets some players, and they got a chance to make it better.
They almost brought my boy Mike Nolan out there from Baltimore. They try. I mean, I don't know what Angelo did, but it just didn't work.
Believe
Mike would have been great.
He lowballed him. That's what he did.
That's what he did to Dave, right?
He lowballed everybody. I mean, let's face it. He lowballed Nick Saban. So, I mean, if you can make up your mind and you're a general manager, you want to hire somebody, hire him. Hire him. Pay what it takes. If he's the guy you want, let nothing deter you. Washington wanted Gibbs. They paid. And that's what's going to happen. If you want to coach, you go get the guy you want. You don't say, well, I'm going to take the third or fourth choice. But they don't do that up there because they don't use common sense.
I want to go back to your life for a minute. You play, you Hall of Fame, you coach, you win, you smoke cigars, you drink beer. Saturday Night Live does 10 years worth of skits on you. Yeah. Now you're the spokesperson for Levitra. You've always had a sense of humor from the dress in the front with Ricky Williams and all. Did Ricky even invite you to his party last night? I saw he's having a party last night.
No, I don't do parties anymore.
No parties?
No.
Done?
They steal all my Levitra.
Milk and cookies?
I may see Ricky in Vegas. I'm going out to Las Vegas to do a party for Caesars, and he came out last year, so I get to see him once in a while.
Hey, I really appreciate it. Just a couple minutes to visit with you. Have a laugh.
You guys are great. You guys, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Coach.
And I'll send that. Look, check the mail. It'll be in the mail.
All right, Levitra. There it is. He's going to try to convert me. He's moving me off, man. We'll step out. We'll take a break. The one and only Coach Ditka is here with us. We'll take a break. Budweiser Sports Forum live in Houston. It's all brought to you by our good friends at Toyota. Stick around. Baldinger's going to join us next, I promise.